Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome back to Circles of Change, our Happy Mother's Day show, and we've got a really interesting connection coming up now through a young professional, Lexi Hyland, based in New York City. Good morning, Lexi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Terrific. We should probably start with the Purdue fight song, since we're both Purdue grads. Let me introduce.
My gosh.
Wouldn't that be great? We'd salute, salute. Purdue actually is both of our homes, of course. Lexi just graduated a year ago with a Bachelor of Arts in Film and Video Studies. She moved from Indiana then to New York City for a summer internship with Grassroots Film. And while in college, she worked with names such as Bob Peterson, an executive at Pixar, who is a director, voice actor, and screenwriter, best known as the voice of the fearless dog Doug in the movie Up. She also interfaced with award-winning film director Danny Boyle, who is the director of Trainspotting, Slumdog Millionaire, and 28 Days Later. And then Lexi interned with associate producer Steve Boyd of the Mass Movement team in London for the 2012 opening and closing Olympic ceremonies. So tell you what that sets you up for is really an opportunity to learn from so many senior people. She has also freelanced, composed music for various organizations, and directed promotional shorts around Purdue's campus. As I said, she currently lives in Brooklyn, New York. She's working for Squarespace, a website company. And she and her colleagues, she also works then at Grassroots, just this week launched a fundraising campaign on Kickstarter for a short film project they have underway. The film will be made in Colombia, South America this summer, and is based actually on our own personal story of adoption. So I think that's exactly where we should start here, my friend, with your own story.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
My pleasure. So tell us your story.
So I guess I could start with, I was adopted back in October of 1990 from Pamplona, Colombia. And so the team and I are embarking to tell this story in short film, documentary form about that adoption. For about 20 years, I really didn't know who had taken care of me. I went back a couple years ago and ended up meeting someone that I think drastically changed the course of my life before I was adopted to the States. So that film, the film that we're doing, is kind of all about that story.
And so you actually were adopted by an American couple and came to the Midwest, right?
So my parents are both native Iowans, and I was adopted at age 1.5. They ended up getting a divorce around when I was 3, so my mom and I have moved from Arizona to Chicago and most recently in Indiana, where I went for high school and then graduated from Purdue.
Yeah, that's great. And, of course, I had mentioned here in the introductory remarks, Lexi, that we also have another common connection, of course, not just Purdue, but we were both part of the same social sorority, Kappa Alpha Theta. And I know you had really a rich college experience with the sorority life, but also your involvement with student government.
Oh, yeah. I was actually student body vice president, got elected my junior year. And so me and one of my good friends, Joe Rust, who was student body president, we ended up leading student government my senior year. And that experience was absolutely incredible. I think I was able to connect with so many people and really guide the students and their endeavors for what they wanted to do in PSG and all around campus. And it just opened up so many opportunities and doors that I've been so grateful for. That and Theta itself also, it's just like where all my best friends are, and working together with them and living with them was such a unique opportunity also.
What drew you towards deciding to focus in college on art and particularly film and video studies? Where's that come from in your background?
In high school, I really wanted to be an animator, and I took a couple of computer graphics classes and some art studio classes, and I think that's when I kind of found out that I had a niche for just anything creative. And when college came around, I wasn't undecided for my first year, And I looked up some of the liberal arts, degrees that I could get at Purdue, and film was one of them. And I think it just kind of, it drew me because it encompassed art and creativity and storytelling, and it also has a very large business aspect to it. So I'm really interested to get involved with all of that and learn technically how to work a camera and how to tell a story. So that, I think the high school, just initially with like music and anything creative, dabbling around with different projects, was really where it started.
And it set the tone then for you exploring. Your internship or your first connection, tell us about the Grassroots Films organization.
So Grassroots Films is based in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. In college, I saw a film called The Human Experience, which is probably their biggest hit. And it follows the story of two brothers who go to get these experiences. They go to Ghana and interact with the leper colony. They go to Lima, Peru, and help out with children in need who are either abused or abandoned. And they also live homeless in New York City for, I think it's about a week. And so I saw that film, you know, when I was in Theta, and it was just, it blew my mind. It's like, wow, like, that's it. Like, that's what the question was, like, that they have for the tagline of the film is, did we forget what it means to be human?
Right.
And so when I saw that, I was like, they have something there. And so when I was looking at jobs after college, I wasn't having any luck with anything, and I thought there was like something in my gut that was, once I looked at their website, it was like, you have to apply there, like, you have to pursue this somehow. So I applied to be an intern there, and started working with them that summer on some of their film projects. So that's where it all started, I guess. It was July of last summer, so it's almost been about a year that it's been full swing.
It is. You know, you mentioned the tagline, the human experience, and it pulled upon, you know, it prompted you to pay attention there. And I know out on your website, the ColumbiaShortFilm.com, which you're using now for your Kickstarter campaign, you feature a quotation from one of my favorite books, by the way, from Malcolm Gladwell, The Outliers.
Yeah.
Tell us
right.
that quote and how it came to your mind and why it's connected here with your project now.
Right. So it really encompasses, it's to build a better world, we need to replace the patchwork of lucky breaks and arbitrary advantages today that determine success, the fortunate birth dates and the happy accidents of history, with a society that provides opportunities for all. And when I started reading Gladwell's books, there's so many little one-liner paragraphs like that that stood out, and this one just kind of really took hold because of, I think, especially the last part, the fortunate birth dates and the happy accidents of history. Because that kind of, in a way, like when Grassroots and I and the director, Chuck, were trying to map out, like, what this story could actually mean, we kind of felt that it was almost like I had been plucked out of this lottery that I had been given opportunities that I might have not otherwise had not been adopted and had I not been taken care of for that really crucial first year of my life. And so this is kind of the idea of why we want to go back, is to kind of explore what it means to actually, you know, take away that piece of the lottery and create opportunities for one another. So there's something there back in Columbia that I think still needs exploring that I didn't get the chance to when I went back for that one day a couple years ago. So we really want to take his quote, kind of actually make it real, like put it into action and explore what it means to, you know, take care of children and create opportunities, and whether it's adoption or foster care, just being a guardian for someone that could easily create opportunities that child might not have had otherwise.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. You know, Lexi, this, I imagine just your first trip back and to encounter the woman that you discovered, but, you know, not all adoption Russian stories turn out well, shall we say, when people return to the past and try to find the, whether it be their actual birth parents or birth mother or the location. So there's got to be some essence of anxiety within you, or this, or is that not the case? You're just fearlessly moving forward.
No, you know, I've definitely thought about that, and I think every adopted child kind of has that fear, regardless if they go searching or not. The first time I went back, I just wanted to see if I could find any information, and ended up meeting someone that was very important in my story, so I really don't know what will happen this time. There's kind of that, you know, I didn't have a lot of expectations, and I kind of have an expectation this time that something might happen, and but it might not be this, you know, perfect patchwork of a story. And I know that there's a promise for it to be challenging, and I know it'll be an emotional ride regardless of what I find. But I don't think that that's not going to stop me. I have, you know, basic reservations about kind of being rejected. And I think as a, as an adopted child, like, that has definitely affected me throughout my whole life. And specifically, I think in high school is when I kind of started feeling that a lot more. But it's been such a beautiful, honestly, blessing to see kind of who is taking care of me. And with that support, I think it gives me some courage to be able to go back and be able to kind of, you know, reinvent this idea of what a perfect family means, because not everyone might have that. So it is scary. Definitely, but
it's a beautiful piece. Yeah, it's a beautiful. It's not just a beautiful piece of your past. What I think is going to happen is this is all part of your future that's yet to be determined, right? And building upon the experiences you enjoyed in college, your studies in the film, and then to go map over your own life experiences, what the future could be with the craft and trade you're learning. What a beautiful combination. I mean, that's where you're going to impact the world and be unstoppable, is my feeling.
Well, thank you. You know, it's my hope to just, you know, I think we all have unique stories, and sometimes we don't want to go back, and sometimes they are hard parts of the story. And but there's something in my gut that says, like, you know, that's almost exactly why I should go back.
That's right. Why?
Because there's things there, and it's not easy. So, and I've been fortunate to have a lot of support, like mentally, emotionally, all around the board, to just be able to, you know, keep pursuing it until, you know, if there was a definite flag that was like, no, don't do this, you know, absolutely not, then I'd listen to that. But so far in this journey, it's been, you know, very slowly, like, doors have started to open. So I believe in that, and it's been really, really cool to see.
And many times, you know, so long as we're really focused on what we think the desired outcome could be, the hows will show up. That they'll show up. In fact, that's what this conversation's all about. Again, for our listeners, we're speaking with Lexi Hyland. She's a relatively recent college grad that's pursuing a project with her peers from Grassroots Film. You can go to www.columbiashortfilm.com to hear about it. But even more so, perhaps you'll open your heart and contribute to the Kickstarter campaign to provide adequate funding for this trip, as well as what's to come forward. So tell us about the Kickstarter campaign then, Lexi.
Yeah, so for anyone who's unaware of what Kickstarter is, it's a fundraising platform for creative projects, you know, film, art, video games, design, technology. All of that can be started with a Kickstarter. You basically have a set amount of days to fundraise and a set amount. The tricky part is if you don't raise your goal, you don't receive any of the money that's been backed. But along the way, you can offer rewards for your contributors. So, for instance, one of mine, if you donate $35, you'll receive a signed poster from the crew. So along the way, there's kind of these backer rewards. And we really decided to use that because we thought it was the perfect outlet for the story itself, just being creative and being able to reach a lot of people. There's so many incredible projects on there. You can spend hours just looking through films and games and design innovations that people are trying to do. So it's a great community, and we just knew that this was, you know, that's where we wanted to launch. So that's been the main part of the fundraising.
Well, in fact, that's another thread we're pulling upon, which we just did in the previous segment for your joining us, and that is this whole idea of the power of community. And, oh, by the way, the business, the film sponsorship, etc., will follow once you establish the community. And, of course, there's no generation that gets that more than your generation about the power of creating that, whether that be the kind of things you did in your sorority life or working in student government at campus, but also the use of technology to enable you reaching across the globe to connect people that otherwise might not ever get connected.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was telling my parents about, you know, Kickstarter, and I don't think they've ever seen a project be ran through it before. So I'm like, guys, like, just wait. You know, I promise that this isn't, you know, like a fake. I promise you that I'll have a video up. It took a while to get up, and it took a while to get all the, you know, the wording and the copy together and the rewards, but once I was able to show it to them, they're like, oh, okay, now I feel comfortable about what you want to do, because it is definitely like the technology generation that we live in, that I live in specifically. So,
well, and also it's not only that, but it's the craft and the skills and the things you're learning, because you are in the business of film and video. So it'd be one thing for you to join a company where you could be a grip on the scene and move the wires or whatever is needed, but to know that you're actually with a community going to off and do your own, learn by trial and fire. It's like starting your own new business. Not to say that you wouldn't then use those skills and go backward into a more perhaps traditional, if they're even is such a thing anymore in the film and entertainment industry, but that this kind of tight, intense project on top of your day job at Squarespace just seems a natural outlet for what you want to do right now.
Yeah, I think it worked out really well. Squarespace has been wonderful, and I really enjoy the company and being able to work for them and help people build websites, basically working in customer care and assisting them with whatever they need. And timing-wise, it just worked perfectly with being able to still go on the grassroots every now and then. So, and it's been a year. So I stayed after the summer internship, and I think I just kept showing up. And they were probably like, "Why is she still showing up?" But I was ready. I was there. I was willing to help, and this opportunity has come along, and I've been so grateful for them. I really could not be doing any of this without their support and the leadership that they have already.
Well, and I have a hunch this is just the beginning. This isn't just isn't ending or segue. This is just the beginning. Lexi, tell us in general, because I'm sure we've got interested listeners of all ages and stages, but particularly potentially college students. What's your advice to those students about pursuing filmmaking?
Yeah, so I've had something that has definitely stuck out to me was when I worked with Bob Peterson, who's the animator and creative at Pixar, and there's something that he said that stuck with me, and it was, it's about who you know, and I've found so much value and truth to that. And he joked and said, you know, you can geek out in your room as much as you want, but you gotta get out there. You gotta, you know, even, and specifically talking about films and such, his career and my career, that, you know, go out there and make like a 1 minute film every day, you know, with iPhones, with anything that you can have to get your hands on, like, you can do that now. Mm-hmm. So I started working on independent, like, small music type of projects, and just being able to get out there and work with people was huge. So the whole idea is being able to share what you're doing with others, and I think when you do share it, you get to collaborate, and you get to learn from your mistakes and from others' mistakes. So I think that's probably my biggest advice. And it goes back to, you know, what we talked about, creating opportunities for each other. That's something you can do, you know, whether you're in college, whether you're in high school, whether you're older, you know, to find time and be able to go out in the field and talk to someone else who has done what you want to do, or talk to someone who wants to do what you want to do, and you can join together. And I think once you're able to, if it means something to you, you can craft that and perfect it. And being able to, you know, do that in solitude and then being able to do that out with people is probably one of the best pieces of advice that I've gotten. So,
and Lexi, how old are you right now?
I'm 23.
I'm 23, so I want our listeners to take note, because we have people of all ages and stage of careers, that this young lady just offered probably one of the most wisest piece of advice that transcends whether you're making films or whether you are writing a book or whether you're working in a volunteer organization, and that is you must get out there, work, share, collaborate, and learn from your experiences and learn with others and create opportunities for others.
And have you, yeah.
So sitting in front of your terminal or sitting in the cave or looking for ways, though, to not feel a sense of isolation, which, by the way, some people feel even though they're amongst the crowd. But that's the idea of creating opportunities for others is where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah. And since you're a Malcolm Gladwell fan, have you heard of his, what he talks about, his 10,000 hours?
Absolutely.
And Outliers, I love that, because he says that it takes roughly about 10,000 hours to kind of achieve, you know, a mastery
right.
in whatever field that you're working in. And I think that's amazing, because at first I kind of looked at that and said, well, that's probably something that you're doing on your own, but I think that you can also achieve that with others.
Absolutely. In fact, it's a lot more fun if it's connected, where a lot faster it can come to you. Lexi Hyland, thank you so much. Grassroots Film is where she's doing this special project, as well as an employee of Squarespace Company in New York City. Go to www.columbiashortfilm.com. I commend this wonderful project that Lexi's doing with her colleagues traveling back to Colombia to find out the genesis of her own story and take it to the next chapter of adoption. Congratulations. We'll look forward to watching your progress, Lexi.
Thank you so much for having me on here today.
My pleasure. Really my pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it. Going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.